Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will talk about an upcoming new condominium in District 15. This is one of the most livable districts in Singapore. This condo is known as Emerald at Katong, developed by Sim Lim Group. As usual, we will talk about the site details followed by the SWOT analysis. Here, let's go. In this HProp article, it mentioned that Sim Lim Group topped the bid for the Jalan Tembusu GLS site by just 0.1%. Sim Lim Group emerged as the top of just two bids received for the private residential site at Jalan Tembusu at the close of the tender on July 18. Sim Lim bid of 828.8 million or 1069 PSF PPR was just 800,000 or 0.1% higher than the 828 million or 1068 PSF PPR submitted by a joint venture between two listed developers, CDL and Fraser Property. Wow, I can't help but wonder, the person who got it right must be a genius who can read other people's mind. Jalan Tembusu is located just off Tanjong Katong Road in Prime District 15. The 99-year leasehold site has a land area of 231,000 square feet and a gross plot ratio of 3.5. The site can be developed into a new residential project of about 846 units based on a maximum gross floor area of 775,000 square feet. The article further add on, this site is opposite the upcoming Tembusu Grand by a joint venture between CDL and MCL Land, which jointly won the site in January 2022 for 768 million or 1,302 per square feet per plot ratio. This means the difference between the two is a cool 22%. However, will Sim Lim sell cheaply going forward? Let's take a look at the break-even cost. Based on HProp, the break-even cost is 1911 PSF, factoring in a 20% margin. The future selling price will be 2,300 per square feet upwards. Next door, the Tembusu Grand is already doing 2,004 to 2,006 per square feet. I doubt Sim Lim will need to lower their price. Moreover, this is the last 99-year GLS for sale in this area for this property cycle. There are currently no other competitor other than those in the Bayshore area that will only be launched next year. This means Sim Lim Big Huat. Anyway, this condo comprises 846 units or 1 bedroom plus study to 2, 3, 4 and 5 bedrooms. There are plenty of choice to choose from based on your preference and budget. These are some of the typical floor plans. 2 bedroom plus study. It measures 689 square feet. It comes with a dumbbell layout, with the kitchen tucked at the back near the entrance. For the 3 bedrooms, there are a few types. This 3 bedroom flexi measure 990 square feet. It comes with a study and an enclosed kitchen. As for the 4 bedroom premium, it measure 1259 square feet. It comes with 4 bedrooms and a household shelter inside the kitchen. It also has an open concept kitchen and a store. As for the biggest 5 bedroom, it measure 1561 square feet. You also come with a private lift and a yard area. All you need for the very comfortable space. Needless to say, you are staying in a vibrant neighborhood of Katong. Near good school, near eatery, near the beach, near Tanjong Katong MRT station, which is only minutes walk away. And most importantly, near the popular East Coast Park. CBD is only minutes drive away. What else more can you ask for? Moreover, this is a big size development. There are 846 units. This means there will be healthy resale transactions going forward. There is also a full range of facilities to enjoy. I can't share enough, from swimming pools, BBQ pits, clubhouse, gym, pavilions, kids playground, tennis court, and whatever you need. This also means it will not be difficult to find tenants. As for the developers itself, Sim Lim has a remarkable track record of more than 40 years. They have developed many projects including the highly sought after Clover by the Park, the Pearl and Mount Faber, Treasure Trove, and many other projects. This only shows their expertise in building good quality products. Weakness-wise, frankly speaking, there are not many. The only one I can think of is, this is not a freehold development. As you know, most of the condos in this area are of freehold tenure. Those that are 99 years are mainly government land sales. But that doesn't mean you cannot consider it. Why? Just take a look at Seaside Residence's past performance. Its profitable transaction has never been disappointing. In fact, if you have watched some of my earlier videos, seaside performance are even better than some freehold condos that are launched almost at the same time. That is why don't underestimate 99 years leasehold condo from the onset. Let's zoom into the opportunity. Can make money or not? Firstly, the Tanjong Katong area is always a sought after location, both by locals and expats. This means upon TOP, there is a good chance to exit to make some profit, since most buyers will always prefer to move into ready-to-move-in property. This is your opportunity to exit. Emerald Katong is a project that suits those who like to stay in the east, near an MRT station, and preferably a newer development. This is something that may appeal to most buyers. A good example is Park Astar. Big development, opposite Eunos MRT station, and has a full range of facilities. Most of the transactions are handsomely profitable in this development, especially so for the bigger units. Yes, some may say it is due to COVID, but those who took the leap of faith have already made money and move on. Another opportunity I see is the future housing in the Bayshore area. There are many GLS sites that will be launched for sale in the coming years. Will this help to push up prices ahead when Emerald TOP? I have three concerns. Firstly, the timing of the market. As you are well aware, the Q3 2024 data has dipped by 1.1%. But having said that, and after my earlier video on Q3 2024 data, what does it mean for the private property market? This is only a temporary dip. I'm very sure the PPI will increase again in Q4 2024 all the way to 2025 with more new launch once after another. The second concern is the current war in the Middle East. The situation has really escalated to a new level. If this continues to go on, will oil price shoot up and lead to inflation? How will it affect trades and employment? How will it filter back to the local property market? If you have watched my earlier video on the impact of war on property prices, based on past events on property prices, I've studied that they only correct a small amount. This is followed by continued strong growth after the war. Interesting, right? That is why Singapore property is pretty resilient in a way. It is obvious that today property prices are at an elevated level. That is why it is good to buy with a long-term horizon. Have sufficient saving to tide over unforeseen circumstances. In this way, property investment will be less stressful and more enjoyable. Lastly, the third trend is none other than our humble HDB flats, especially the plus and prime flats. For those who are eligible, I'm very sure they will go for them. After all, low risk and high return. Most importantly, they are very affordable. Let's say HDB sell prime flat for 600,000 for the 4-room flat. Is that expensive? To put things into perspective, I doubt you can even buy a 1-bedroom in Emerald at Katong. Here, can buy or bye-bye. This is a good product in my opinion. Go for the bigger unit if budget permit. Look at the entry price too. It also boils down to the facing and level. If you are keen to explore more, kindly contact me. My company is the official marketing agency. Preview start on the 25th of October. That's all. Thank you for watching and see you soon in the next video.